I'm standing on the rolling hills of the Little Bighorn Battlefield in Montana. It's a scorching hot summer afternoon, just like it was in 1876 when Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer and his entire immediate command were killed by Lakota, Cheyenne, and Arapaho warriors. You don't have to go far to find a book, historical documentary, or film about what took place here. Finding the truth is another matter. That's where Mike Donahue comes in.
Why did it happen in the first place? Because we had two peoples that didn't really understand or appreciate one another very well. After the Civil War, you'll have a migration of non-Indians coming out here, and they will bring with them certain attitudes about this land and the native peoples.
Mike Donahue is in his 24th year of being a seasonal park ranger at the Little Bighorn Battlefield National Monument. Mike's interest in the battle goes back to 1958, when he saw a Disney film about Comanche, a horse from Custer's command that survived the carnage. Then there's Mike's Irish heritage.
Most of Custer's men were of Irish descent. After the potato famine, a lot of them came over looking for a job in America. They arrive at the worst possible time. The panic of 1873 has thrown this country into tremendous economic straits. And so what we have is a lot of young men trying to find work. And the Seventh Cavalry ends up being one of the places they can get a job.
Mike Donahue's lifelong interest in the Little Bighorn Battle has led him to offer not just the white side of the story, but all sides, as well as the extensive background history that led to the final great conflict of what's been referred to as the Indian Wars.
From right after the battle, the Army had jurisdiction over this battlefield. And so the military perspective, the Custer perspective, was the main thing they focused on. What until the 60s? You know, with the American Indian Movement going on, people are becoming more sensitive to the Native perspective. They begin to start thinking, hey, we need to tell both sides of the story here. And you see that starting to happen through the 60s, the 70s. I arrived here in the late 80s, and one of the things we were told when I first came to work here is you're going to tell all sides of the story here. You're going to do it fairly, and you're going to do it with equity.
This is his specialty, this battle. He studies it in detail.
Ken Woody is chief of interpretation at the Little Bighorn Battlefield. He's known Mike Donahue for the past 12 years. Ken Woody says although all rangers are instructed to tell the complete story of the conflict that took place here, Mike Donahue's ability to do that is unique.
He probably knows about this battle more than anyone else. He really digs for information. He'll go to different universities and different libraries and private collectors and find old journals and find old manuscripts, and he interviews a lot of people. So he's doing independent research, and he actually is adding to our knowledge here from that.
Ken Woody adds that it's as much Mike Donahue's skill at telling a story as it is his extensive knowledge that makes his presentations about the Battle of the Little Bighorn stand apart from the rest.
He's taken it to a high level of being able to make people laugh in his talk, even cry in his talk, and think differently about the battle rather than just good guy, bad guy. Goes into the deeper psyche of the human, touches the heart, and that's what interpretation's about. It's actually an art form.
The audience agrees with Ken Woody's assessment of Mike Donahue's storytelling abilities. Washington State resident Phil Levenseller says Mike's presentation was much more than he expected.
I think it was truly remarkable. You can tell that there's a tremendous amount of passion that he has towards it. It just drew you in, and you just wanted it to keep going.
Mike's participation in archaeological digs on the battlefield has also fueled his desire to tell as accurate a story as possible about what took place here in 1876.
I find that just fascinating because we learn more about the battle from not only reading the Indian accounts, but also from the tremendous amount of information gleaned from the archaeological digs.
They felt it was their God-given right to change this land. They called their manifest what, folks?
Destiny.
Yeah, you've all heard that manifest destiny. How they look at the native peoples out here, they looked at them as less than human. They called them savages and barbarians and then civilized. And they said it's our job to make a Christian farmer out of each and every Indian out here. Folks, those were the attitudes in the 1870s.
Listening to his presentation, it's obvious to visitors that Mike possesses an unrivaled passion for bringing to life what occurred at the Little Bighorn more than a century ago and taking his audience there along with him. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent on the Little Bighorn Battlefield.